You just touch down, the wheels chirp, you're rolling out, speed bleeding off, and you make the turn off, and then you hear something. Something you have absolutely never heard at an airport in your entire flying life. Hooves, clip-clop, clip-clop! A horse-drawn carriage rolls past the fence line. The driver is in a long coat. He gives you a nod, completely unbothered, like, this is just Tuesday. It is just Tuesday here on Mackinac Island, Michigan, and I am completely losing my mind. I'm Ramp, this is Ramp Check on Radio Hangar, and today I'm taking you somewhere that will permanently rewire what you think a fly-in destination can be. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument rating, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, Mackinac Island, if you have never heard of this place, open your electronic flight bag right now and add it to the list. Seriously, do it, I will wait. Mackinac Island sits in the Straits of Mackinac, which is the narrow passage connecting Lake Huron and Lake Michigan up in northern Michigan. It is about 3.5 square miles of pine trees and Victorian architecture and cold blue water. And in 1898, the residents looked at the automobile and said, no, thank you, we are fine. And they have never, not once, changed their minds. 128 years later, there are no motorized vehicles on that island, none except emergency equipment. That is it. No rental cars, no taxis, no golf carts zipping around. You get where you're going on foot, on a bicycle, or in a horse-drawn carriage. The roads are maintained for horse traffic. The whole place smells like pine and lake air, and occasionally, I will be honest with you, horse, it is wonderful. The only way onto Mackinac Island is by ferry from the mainland or by air. And that is where we come in. Mackinac Island Airport sits on the southern end of the island. The identifier is 83 Delta. There is one paved runway running roughly east to west, and it gives you about 3,500 feet of pavement that is plenty for a Cessna 172, a Beechcraft Bonanza, a Piper Cherokee, most of what the average general aviation pilot is flying. You want to do your performance numbers before you go because the runway does have some specific considerations and you're not landing any large cabin turboprop up there without homework. But for the vast majority of the fleet, you are fine. Now the approach. Can we talk about the approach? Because the approach alone makes the trip worth it. You are coming in from the south and you are crossing open water. The Straits of Mackinac are stretching out below you, this vast blue-green expanse, and you look to your left and there is the Mackinac Bridge. 5 miles of suspension bridge, one of the longest in the United States, holding up U.S. Route 23 over the water between the upper and lower peninsulas. It is enormous, like visually staggeringly enormous. And you're looking at it from your cockpit, island dead ahead, the water throwing sparkle back up at you, and you have to consciously tell yourself to fly the airplane because your eyes want to live somewhere else entirely. The island comes up fast, it is green and wooded, and as you descend, you can make out the Victorian village along the waterfront, little painted buildings, a marina, and up on the bluff above town, this massive white building with a porch that seems to run forever. That is the Grand Hotel. We are getting to that first you land, you're over the water, over the threshold, and you are on the ground. You made it, you're on an island in Lake Huron, and there is a horse outside. The fixed base operator situation at 83 Delta is minimal. This is a small island airport with basic services, and here's the thing I need to tell you up front, because it matters for your planning. There is no fuel available on the island, zero. You come in full, you enjoy yourself, and you fly back to the mainland to top off before continuing anywhere. The nearest fuel options are across the water, Pellston Regional Airport, which is about 12 nautical miles to the south, Sheboygan County Airport, just a little further. This is not a complicated fuel planning problem, but it is an actual fuel planning problem, and you want to have it solved before you ever leave the house. Weather in the Straits is another real consideration. Lake Michigan and Lake Huron create their own systems. Fog comes off the water fast, especially in spring and fall, and you need to watch your alternates and your weather carefully. I would not call this a technically demanding airport, but it is one where you treat the weather with full respect because the water does not care how excited you are about fudge. And now I need to talk about the fudge. This is not a joke. Mackinac Island fudge is legendary. They make it right there on the waterfront in open front shops, and you stand there watching them pour hot candy onto marble slabs and work it with paddles by hand, and the whole place smells like caramel and chocolate and butter. Tourists who come over by ferry and immediately run to the fudge shops have a name on the island. They are called fudgies. I'm a fudgie. I bought 3 pounds. I'm not ashamed. I have thought about that fudge every day since I left. But you walk into town and it is not just the fudge. It is everything. It is the architecture. Every building on that waterfront strip is Victorian era, painted wood, 19th century storefronts, all maintained and preserved. The roads are smooth packed dirt and cobblestone in places. Horse carriages line up along the main street like taxis. There are bicycle rental shops everywhere. It genuinely looks like a photograph from 1885, except everyone is wearing modern clothes and checking their phones, which creates this mild, pleasant cognitive dissonance. You feel like a time traveler who forgot to change. If the setting looks familiar, here's why. The 1980 film Somewhere in Time was filmed almost entirely on Mackinac Island. Christopher Reeve and Jane Seymour. This romantic time travel story centered on a grand old resort hotel. It was a perfect choice of location because the island looks then like it does now. Nothing much has changed on the outside, and that is entirely the point. The Grand Hotel opened in 1887. That is 139 years of continuous operation. Us presidents have stayed there. Theodore Roosevelt, Harry S. Truman, Gerald Ford, John F. Kennedy. The front porch runs 660 feet, more than two football fields laid end to end. In summer, they put out rocking chairs the full length of it, and you can sit up there on the bluff, overlooking the straits, and watch the Great Lakes ore freighters moving through the water below, and time just completely stops. I sat up there for an hour. I just sat. I watched a freighter go by so slowly it barely seemed to be moving, and the lake sparkled, and a horse carriage came clopping up the hill road below, and I thought, general aviation brought me here. This exact moment exists because I have a certificate and I know how to file a flight plan. And that is an incredible thing I want to tell you about a couple I met on that porch. Both pilots been flying into Mackinac Island every summer for 11 years running. They started the tradition the year they got their private certificates together. Every late July, they file the flight plan from their home in Northern Ohio, fly up together, spend 2 nights at one of the island inns, eat too much fudge, ride the perimeter road on bikes, and fly home. 11 years. Not once have they missed it, she told me, and I wrote it down because I did not want to lose it. She said, this island is the reason we got our licenses. We just didn't know that yet when we started training. That is general aviation. That is exactly what it is. Speaking of the perimeter road, get on a bike and ride it. You can rent bicycles everywhere near the dock area. And the perimeter road circles the whole island, about 8 miles total, mostly flat along the shoreline, wooded and cool, with the lake right there on one side. You can see the Mackinac Bridge the entire time you're on the southern half of the loop. There's arch rock on the northeastern side, which is a natural limestone arch carved by the water over thousands of years that juts out over the lake. It is spectacular in a way that photographs do not capture. You have to stand there in person and feel the wind off the water to really get it. Fort Mackinac is up on the bluff above town, and it is worth the hike. The British built it during the Revolutionary War era to control the straits. It changed hands between the British and the Americans, got involved in the War of 1812. Today, it is a living history museum with costumed interpreters and period cannon demonstrations and some genuinely fascinating history about the fur trade era when this island was one of the most strategically important pieces of real estate on the continent. If you have kids with you, they will love it. If you do not have kids, you will still love it because old forts and cannons are inherently great. For the day trip pilots, Mackinac is absolutely doable as a long day. Fly up in the morning, land by 10 or 11, spend 6 or 7 hours on the island, be back in the air by early evening. From Chicago, you're looking at roughly 100 nautical miles from Cleveland, maybe 190. From Detroit, closer to 250. Put it in your trip planner, get a solid weather window, fill your tanks before you go and go. If you want to stay overnight, book early. Summer fills up fast, especially July and August. The Grand Hotel requires a reservation well in advance. The smaller inns and bed and breakfast book up. Late September is a different experience entirely, quieter, cooler. The summer crowds are gone and the island belongs to the horses and the locals and the occasional pilot who figured out the secret. The thing I keep coming back to is the sound, or the absence of sound. There is no engine noise on Mackinac Island. No traffic, no horns. You hear birds, you hear the water, you hear hooves on a dirt road, you hear someone laughing down the street at a fudge shop, and occasionally a carriage goes by and the driver tips his hat because you have landed your airplane on an island that decided over a century ago that the pace of a horse was exactly right. That place slows you down. It slows you down in the best possible way. I'm Ramp. This has been Ramp Check on Radio Hangar, my sources for Mackinac Island's history. The airport information and destination planning details came from the Mackinac Island Tourism Bureau. and the Michigan Department of Transportation Aeronautics Division. Find everything at radiohangar.com, 83 Delta Go. You will thank yourself later.